Je vais mettre. Ok, un peu de ça. Okay, welcome everyone to a new episode of the Women's Empowerment Series. We are laughing and smiling because I am in a great mood and so is my guest. And I'm so excited to have you join us today in a beautiful episode of the Women Empowerment Series. This is a series that we set up for to inspire, to motivate, to present and showcase incredible female leaders from around the world. And today I have with me an incredible woman, a beautiful soul, an executive, a high level everything, Valerie Sanjeevi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Hind, for having me. Thank you. And it's a big pleasure, believe me. And that's why I'm laughing like that.
We all said we are in a great mood. So whoever is joining us, let us know where you're connecting from. Hello, Naitani. Hello, ladies. Hello, Facebook. We are live streaming in LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube to make this accessible and also to have access to the replay. So today, I have so many questions. I'm excited, all this energy that I can feel coming out of your screen.
One by one.
One by one. All right. So Valerie, you are an engineer. And I think this is how we got all connected, because I'm somehow, you know, I attract in my life and magnetize engineers, whatever they are. And this is how we connected. So you started as an engineer. You have a master's degree in commerce and management. You've reached several high-level executive positions. And today you do in something so different and elevated, I'll say. I don't think it's different. It's like because you've gone through what you've gone, that you are who you are today as an incredible executive coach, spiritual coach, you name it. So I am so excited. I would love for you to tell us your story and how your journey started.
Okay. How much do you want? Because I can tell, you know, for an hour, but I'm not going to do that.
Let's take the whole path.
I'm going to give you like the main information, which is going to help, you know, the people who listen. So I'm an engineer. At the beginning, I didn't want to be an engineer. I didn't know what I wanted to be. Oh, and really? I decided to be an engineer because my sister did that. So, you know, something.
Really? That's your older sister, obviously. Yes. So you wanted to be like her.
Yeah. Okay. Not necessarily to be like her, but it was like, I wanted to be a doctor, actually.
Really? Medical
yes.
doctor?
Yes, I wanted to be a medical doctor. And my parents said, you know, it's kind of difficult. Let's do something easier. So I decided to go to do engineer, mechanical engineer.
Do you sometime regret? Is this something that you like?
You will see in my path something just
bringing you back to
yes,
it.
Yes, kind of.
Of course it is. It's healing people, so you heal them differently.
Yes, differently.
I mean, maybe even more profoundly.
Yes.
Wow, interesting.
Yes, on the different level, different levels. I will put it in S because it's different levels, the way I do it. So I did that.
So you went to engineering. That's not an easy path. I don't know why people think that engineering is easier than doctor.
No, but mechanical engineer, you know, always with guys all the time. So
yes, I've perfect. Been there. I know that. I know that club very well.
Yeah. So I started to work, you know, in automotive, and then I went to the US for almost 8 years. I was there in Detroit. Yes.
In Detroit.
Yes.
Wow.
I love it. Even if Detroit is not the best city, but I loved it because I was able, you know, to live a different life and lived the life of being free, and I had, you know, this executive position, and I loved it. You know, it was very interesting.
It feels important.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Isn't that what that drives us women in the beginning? It's like, I want to study and then I want to have that position so that I feel like I matter and I can wear a suit. No,
I loved it wearing suit every day at work. It's because, you know, in my family, it's like, it's not only in my family, but in the society, you know, in society, if you don't have, you know, a degree, if you don't rise, people don't look at you, you know, you are only, you know, the women over there, you know. So I wanted to be smart.
We want to be smart, so we want to have the big degree and the big position in the best place where automotive is happening.
Yes.
And you did it. Good.
I did it, yes. And then I wanted to quit automotive because I was tired. I was director of sales and everything. And it was amazing. I mean, amazing, you know, responsibilities and everything. And, you know, I came back to France and I wanted to change. And I went, so I did the business degree at ESSEC. And then I switched to healthcare. So you see, back.
So you came back to the medical dream.
Yes, the medical dream.
Oh, wow.
So, but I was not a doctor, of course, because it was not my position. But I was doing a project on helping, you know, those hospitals in order, you know, to do an external facility where you were able to produce, you know, the chemotherapy medication, you know. So yes. I worked on a project on that for 3 years. Wow. It was amazing. Completely different than, you know, the industry, automotive industry.
But what did you bring from that automotive industry, from your engineering background? Obviously, you used it.
Yes, I used the project management skills.
And the logic.
The logic of the analysis and being able to set everything. Because they did not know how to do it. Mm-hmm. They did not know how to do it. And then they said they need someone who is skilled, you know, at, you know, project management, which I was. But yes. I didn't have any background, you know, in the healthcare. So that's why I did, you know, the master degree at ESSEC on healthcare. That's why I wanted to have someone.
Oh, so you complemented whatever you were lacking in terms of information. And I love that. I think, you know, this is like a super smart way of leading yourself. It's like if you're missing information, you get it.
And I don't like not knowing. So I decided I need to know at least a little bit, you know, of knowledge is always important. So
that's always. And that's your scientific background, because when you're a scientific person, you know that, you know, it's science, it's logic. It's like you learn, you know, you don't learn, you don't know. That's it. Yeah. You can't guess it. Yeah.
No, you learn, you know, you do, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. And then, you know, life happened, I would say, I would put it like this. And then
you stay in the health care field when you came back? How long did you stay there?
Stayed 4 years total.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good amount. Yeah.
It was great. And then, like I said, life happened, and I decided to quit. Even they were offering me another position, and I didn't quite like it. And I said, no, you know what? I'm going to find another project management or another executive position, you know. Within 3 months, I will be, you know, in the new position. But like I said, life happened and life put me on a different path. And they said, okay, kind of, I'm saying that hindsight, but it was not like this. You know, you try to find, and then life is telling you, no, it's not going to be that anymore. But you don't want to listen to that. You don't want to listen. Yeah, a bit stubborn.
So you were like so confident that even if you leave, you'll find the position right away.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I could have, but for some reason I decided to do my first coaching training, and during this training, you know, life like again, I met this very nice woman, like I'm still in touch with, and she asked me, you know what, we need, you know, people we need trainers in order to train people on project management, because we need that and we don't have that.
Wow.
Do you want to work with us?
Wow.
So I said, yes, of course, I'll do it while still doing, you know, my coaching training.
Yes.
So I was able, you know, to do, I was doing the training, which was, you know, like we say, like
something that you know, that's like an easy.
Something
and you easy. Were finding your way also.
Yes, definitely.
And that's the ideal. That's the ideal, right? Because when you leave a place, you still want to have something that reassure you of, you know, you don't have to worry about money at the end of the month.
Exactly.
You can use your skill and you will never run out of it because it's your skill. And then you can find your way.
Yeah. And this was like security money, like the way I call it. But I loved it.
It's a backup.
Yes.
Backup, always their plan. Yeah.
Easy. I would go, the people were happy, amazing, and they would ask for more. So I didn't have to do anything, just show up, train the people, and, you know, work on my stuff on the side, which was,
that's,
you know,
that's because
perfect.
You know your things. And that's why I always say, you know, like the compensation comes when you have an expertise and you're so good at it. And you are very good at it because not only you did it at healthcare, you did it at the automobiles, and now you're doing it in anything. And that's, you know, that's the excellence of your expertise. So you will never worry when you have that.
No, it's true. But, you know, in the process, you know, sometimes you say, okay, I don't want to be a trainer all my life, but you know, it was nice because it was security, you know. And then you saw something that was like a calling, if I may say, like this. So I was, you know, doing the coaching training and, you know, starting to coach people. And I'm a healer as well. So I was getting trained on
being a healer. All right, we're going to keep that thought because we're coming back to that one. Okay, and then?
So I started, you know, to do the coaching and then the training. And I've been doing that since then. So since 2013.
Since 2013. So that's 10 years, Valerie.
Yes, 10 years. And I did many, many different trainings in coaching because I'm the internal student. I love to learn.
But my question is, did you find your path? The one you left the healthcare looking for?
Yes, because now I can say that I'm not healing like the way the doctors do, because they do a great job, but I do like I'm healing more like at soul level, you know, like healing at the soul, at the soul level, and to help people, you know, to find their path in order, you know, for them to co-create their reality.
Yes.
That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing now. So it's go ahead.
I want to understand more what healing means. I mean, you're from the executive world, you're an engineer, you know, you name it, even if you're a healer now, but you started as what we know.
Yes.
How explain it? What does it mean, healing, for somebody scientific? How would you explain that?
How will I explain that? So everything that we are is energy.
Everything. That's
everything
true.
Is energy.
That's physics. We had it in physics.
Yes.
But
if
we forgot.
If you
forgot.
Deep in the cell, it's empty. Like, you know? It's only energy. So when you understand that everything is energy, you can look at energy different ways.
That's right.
Okay. You can see it, you know, like it's energy, you know, like in the air. And you can say that this is as well energy, but more like compacted, you know, energy.
Yeah, okay. They said like solid things.
Solid, yes. Solid is energy. Okay. And then I say, okay, if we can work on the energy which is here, which is the one with impact, the one that I am here, then something can happen.
Absolutely.
And that's what I started
to do. Scientific.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, today you're back to the basics, which are everything in our body is energy.
Yes.
Everything around us is energy.
Yes.
And so your work is to understand how we function inside.
Exactly. Why do we attract those things? Why do you have that, you know, why do you have this situation in life? Why as well, why do you have like this wound, you know, even physical wound, you know, because we can heal mostly everything, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to do, you know, to heal the physical body. I want more to heal, you know, at mind level, to help people, you know, to help them understand that if you change that around you, then, you know, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your reality.
I love that. I love that so much, Valerie, because, you know, through the years, you know, when we are so scientific, I'm just going to say hello to Soumaya. She's writing in Francais, but because you're Francais, bonsoir, Soumaya.
Bonsoir.
it's like, you know, when you are so caught up into the very logical mind and intellect, you see things just like the way you see them, and you don't understand that there is something other, another dimension that actually runs things around us. And the moment you start being aware of it, that's the moment you can change anything you want in your life.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I want to help people with. I want to help them to co-create, you know, their reality, their life.
Yes.
You know, with this understanding.
Oh, yes.
I've been doing that for myself.
I know you are.
Yeah.
And how is it going? How do you feel? You feel more alive?
Yes. I mean, it's like I feel more empowered because I can do, you know, not exactly what I want in the way that the want being, you know, the ego way. No, everything that, you know, which is connecting, you know, which is reflecting, you know, which is, you know, more aligned, you know, which what I want, you know, to create. Okay.
Like, what do you mean, like, ego way? I want, like, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a boat, you want, that's what the wants?
Yes, but you can, even if you want to have a house and a boat, why not? But it's not, you know, necessarily only the only purpose in life. You can have a boat, you can have a house. I mean, I'm happy with that. I want to have a house.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And
so how far did you take your elevation? Is it to be able to actually manifest things as you align energetically with them? Is that your healing path?
Yes, for me it's more. I think there is a lot of misunderstanding behind this word manifestation.
Okay. Very good. So
I rather use, in order for everyone to understand, I rather use creation. I create. I co-create.
I like it because you do say co-create a lot. I love.
I love it because, you know, manifestation, it seems that it's coming from nowhere.
That's true. That's when we say manifestation, that's what it means.
No,
but it's not.
For me it's not. So it's because I do the work inside that I reflect something different, then I attract something different.
So, okay, this is very good. So when you say I reflect something different, the way I see it and the way I teach it in my own programs, it's like I align with the frequency of what I want to achieve. Is that what it means?
Yes, it is. But at the beginning, why people can't align with the frequency is because there is, there is beliefs, there is, you know, conditioning, there is, you know, things coming from, you know, your everyday.
They don't believe, actually. You will never believe. They say, I want, but they don't believe they can.
No. Yeah. And if they're coming from, for example, if they're coming from a family who never had, so there is, you know, this limiting belief. So we need to get rid of that.
So when they come from a family who never had money, you mean?
Yes, for example.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or from family, like I'm a woman, so from family who woman has to be, you know, at the house doing nothing, and not nothing, but, you know, taking care of the kids and, you know, cooking. It's not nothing.
You know, the traditional stereotype.
Yes, exactly.
The way of being. Well, luckily things have changed.
Yes, definitely. But we are, I think, women, the image of the change even more than men, I feel, because, you know, because we've been destined to do something and we are changing that, you know, to bring that we can do that, but we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well.
As well. Yeah. I like the as well.
Yeah.
It's not, and this is the shift, because before it's like, I don't want to do this. I want to be like the man. I want to do this. I want to go work. But today it's not that. You can be all of it.
Yes. Both. And I was like that. I want to be like the man.
Really? Yeah.
Until I understood.
Because even if you didn't want to, the fact that you're an engineer and you are the only woman surrounded with all the men, you're like, you know, it's just like you're programmed to be like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all like that.
Yeah, so we are. And it's because, and right now it's like, I feel it's like the way I can, you know, help people is like really say, you know, it's coming from inside. Whatever is inside, you can reflect it outside. So let's do the inner work, and then life is going to change. Usually, you know, my clients, when we start to do the work, they said, oh, okay, the people around me are changing, my friends are changing, you know, my family, the relationship with my family is changing, but they didn't do anything. I say, yes, it's because you change that everybody else.
That's right.
Relationship is changing with everybody else, you know, that's what it is.
And that's so true. It's like when you start by changing your own attitude, the whole thing changes around you. But it takes a lot of surrendering to believe it, to like, and almost, you know, it's almost like someone who have tried so many things that is able to stand today. I'm like, okay, let me give that one a try. And then you try it and it works.
Yes.
And that makes you a voice for everyone else. It's like, you know what, right? It works. Just believe me, you can do it.
You can do it. I mean, if I can do it, everybody can.
Of course.
Yes, that's the message. Of course, everybody can. Yeah.
And I think this is the role we have to play today, is really to be that voice. Because we, you know, at school, no one will teach you that you can co-create. What does it even mean? People will laugh at you. Like,
of course.
Just go study. There is no co-creation. Go study, you know?
I know. If I had this language, this This way of speaking, like only 10 years ago, people will probably said I'm crazy. Even my parents would say I'm crazy. Oh,
but now they're like, no, she's wiser. So there must be something there.
There must be something.
You think it's the age that can allows us to talk more about this?
I think it's the age, but as well is the confidence inside ourselves and the proofs that we've been able to do it. You know, I'm the only one in my family to be, you know, an entrepreneur.
Okay, wow.
Yes, I was the first one to be an entrepreneur.
Good for you. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, and I'm a woman.
So you shine even more.
Yes.
The seven figures and eight. Yes. Why not? Co-create now,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So, okay.
So that's what
and
it is.
You can show others that's possible.
And you know, you speak about the seven figures, the eight figures, all that, you know, it's related, you know, to whatever is inside, huh? Because money is only, you know, a reflection of what you can have,
it's the worthiness.
Yes.
Yes.
So starting to clear all that, and then life is changing. I can see it in my clients. So it's definitely.
I love that. I mean, and I think you are so right. But you know, that's not what we were taught that.
Yeah, taught no.
You have to work so hard, and this is, you know, with this diploma, you got to have this salary, then you go to this salary, and then it's like, and then you have this ceiling.
Yes.
And you're blocked there. Why? Who said so? Who said that ceiling?
You know, when I was in automotive, they told me, you're rich.
Yeah, the matrix, you know, that what they call the matrix. Yeah. It's like how many years you worked, how many diplomas you have, where are you from? Because you have that too.
Mm, of course.
And then how much, where is your matrix?
Computer, yeah. Okay, here it is. Now you can go. Or wow. You can stay. Or you can stay. They didn't ask me to go, but you can stay.
But there's nothing
position.
We can say about that, because this is when people choose to work in an institution and to help someone create their dream, then they have to fit in that processes. That makes sense, right?
And I mean, and again, I'm not blaming anyone, because it's okay. Because
it's okay.
There are people to do that as well. I'm happy that I did it. And
of
I was
course.
Very
you
happy.
So much from it as well.
Yes. Yeah. All the time. I was, as I said, if I'm not happy in the position I'm having, I quit. But I was always happy when I was in the position. I only quit when I was not happy anymore. Yeah.
But then what you did is that you chose to leave the matrix.
Yes.
And to start your own. Yes. And I think it takes a lot of courage to do that.
It does. Because at the beginning, you know, not everybody's behind you. Everybody's like looking at you.
So no one is behind you. No one. Everybody's like, you know what they're waiting for? So that they do something wrong. So that they're like, I told you.
Told you.
Yeah. Why? Because they didn't have the courage to do so. So they don't want someone else to actually show them that they can.
Yeah. And plus, there are, you know, they are projecting, you know, their fears on
their
you.
Fear. Yeah.
And that I didn't want. So I said, okay, you know, let me do my thing. Yes.
Yes.
Let do my thing. And then when everything will be okay, then I will come back, you know, to you guys. I was not able, you know, to hold, you know, the frequency of, you know, doing, performing, and then, you know, holding, you know, all those, you know, those fears. Was not.
Yeah, but you know, but those fears also, when we were young, it's like these are the validation type of things that we've grown up doing, right? You have good degrees, you validated. Oh, I'm so happy with my daughter. I'm so happy with this.
Yes.
I'm so proud. So you kind of look for that. But then when you start understanding that you don't need anyone to validate you anymore,
yeah,
that's so much maturity. When did you feel that? When is the time you felt like, I don't need anyone to validate me?
I would think it's when I quitted, you know, the position, you know, the executive position, like in 2013. But it took me a while to understand that it was the process I was doing.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't have put those words at that time.
Of course, because you're
you know, no. Yeah, now I can put those words. He said, okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm jumping. That's
I'm jumping.
It.
Yes, leap of faith.
Leap of faith. But this is incredible. But, you know, but I think what's incredible, and you don't talk a lot about it, and I'm so admiring to your personality and your work, is that you learned so much to become that healer. It just didn't happen overnight, right?
It did not. It did not. It took me, because, I mean, The good part is I love to learn.
Okay.
Probably the, you know, the background, you know, of being an engineer.
I was going to say, we never stop learning.
No. I love, and I'm still, and I will always, because this is part of who I am. I love to learn. So I've been, you know, I don't think there is any, you know, coincidence. So I met this guy and he was teaching, you know, the healing stuff. And I said, okay, you know, why not? Something to learn about how does it work, you know, the energy and everything. So I learned that. And since then, I've been learning and learning and learning all the time. And
so applying. In this field, do you say learning or do you say elevate in terms of your knowledge of your healing?
I would say both.
Okay.
Yes. At the beginning, I was learning a lot, but now I would say that my level of frequency is getting higher and higher. Yes. I don't necessarily have to learn, but I get, you know, downloads.
Oh, incredible. Yes. That's another big word, isn't it?
Yes.
That's another big word as co-creation. It's download. We don't find that in the engineering field.
No.
So how do you explain download? You know, normal setup.
So once you reach, you know, certain level of frequency, you are able, you know, to touch, to reach, to connect with different type of energy.
Yes.
And if we agree that everything already exists and you just have to go get it, you know, like everything does exist, everything, and just a connection to the knowledge. So
okay.
When your frequency is getting higher and higher, then you're able to connect to different kind of knowledge. That's the way I would put it.
And so there's this different kind of knowledge. Is it a knowledge to guide you in the way of being, in what you write, in how you show up? Or is it with your clients, or how is it?
All of it. Yes, it's guidance for myself. It's guidance for the other one. It's guidance for what I'm going to say. It's guidance for everything. The first time I realized I was doing that, it was during a training, because before the beginning I was going to my trainings, you know, as a trainer, you know, to train people.
Yeah, it's like normal traditional.
But, yes, you know, power current.
Yes. Okay. Boring, not really, but just exactly. Like structured training.
Yes, very structured. And then at one point, I mean, the students, they were not students. They were students in a way, but
the executive,
yes.
Okay.
They were asking questions. And I was seeing myself answering the question in a way that my mind wouldn't have answered that way.
Really? Just, wow.
And I said, oh, this is pretty interesting what I'm saying.
Oh, really? So you're like, oh, I love that.
Yes.
That's incredible. So like you surprise yourself. Yes. And that's how it becomes fun, actually.
Yes.
It becomes fun when you suddenly realize this coexistence.
Exactly.
And it's fascinating.
It is. And then it's all the time like this. When I am with a client or when I am doing the training or when I'm coaching, it's like I have those, you know, those downloads of information. So,
there is one comment here. We learn a lot, but in business, we use only around 10% of our knowledge. What do you think about that?
I think, in a way, I'm not going to question that, of course, but I think that if we raise, you know, our awareness, we can connect to more, you know, to more knowledge. It doesn't mean that I have to learn that, but I can connect to more knowledge. That's the way I would answer to that. Probably that the 10% is accurate, but you can still, you know, access, that's the word,
access more,
yes.
But I think what I want to take this question a step further. Hmm? It's this 10% knowledge, obviously, it's the knowledge that you accumulated through the years, which we don't remember because we remember only a tiny, mini bit of it. Mm-hmm. The rest goes somewhere in our subconscious mind. When we are in the channeling and the downloads, do we access the rest that we thought we forgot, but it's there? Or do we access something completely different?
That's a good question, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a good question, too.
For me, it's going to be like the thing that I would download, it's going to be complementary to what I know. I would put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't unlearn that 2 + 2 is equal 2. I have to learn it at one point. So
it's
that.
But there is some knowledge that needs to be there.
Yes.
For it to come and almost understand and it's like detect the downloads.
Yes. and to understand what the how the download is supposed to fit with the other thing that you already know. Yes, it's a match.
It's a match.
Yes, probably every people can download information. Probably regarding the background that you have, the downloads will make more sense to you in your way than to me. You know, it's a different download, but it's access to information.
The interpretation will be different from one person to another, so it will be unique. And that's why we want more of that.
And the ability to understand what is being downloaded.
And this is, it takes your experience of life. It takes your knowledge. It takes what you've gone through. And it takes your wisdom to be able to do that.
Definitely. And that's what it takes time to get wise. Yes.
Well, congratulations, Valerie, for the incredible work you are doing. For listening to your heart and to following your own path. And I think that's incredible. It just shows that, you know, sometime it's you need to listen to yourself. Not sometime. I think it's always.
All the time.
to have the courage to do so. And you are an example for that.
But, you know, sometimes it's difficult because, you know, you have the interferences. You don't want to listen to yourself because, you know, you have your own interferences and you have, you know, the one coming from the other one. So to feel aligned and to listen to your heart is really an insider job, you know, an insider
work. It takes work. It takes mastery of your inner game. Yeah.
Wow. But when you are there, when you are there, I mean, it's a learning process. I mean, we are always, you know, getting more aligned and more aligned.
That's incredible. Well, this is wonderful. We are already at the end of this episode.
And fast.
Yeah, we can stay. I know we can stay much longer. I'm going to just give you a last word. What would you like to say? We had several people watching us. So nice to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us, Julien, Sumaya, Abdelhamid. I can't read them all, but it's just so nice to have you. And so thank you for being. So what's your last word?
My last word would be to have faith in yourself.
Faith, yes.
Yes, faith. Mm. I think it's important to have faith because that's what's going to allow you to go forward. Mm. Because if you lose the faith, then there is nothing.
I love that. Yeah. And that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being with us. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.